Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. And welcome to our older listeners, too. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and this is Mr. Woods and the choir. You know, some people stress the so-called generation gap, as if each generation was from some strange planet and had no connection. But God invented the generations. Yes, and they overlap, don't they? One generation doesn't live and all die off, and then a new generation is born. No, older people, middle-aged folks, young folks, and children live during the same time. Gradually, some pass away and new little ones are born. But we get along, or at least should get along together. The Bible is true, and all ages need to hear the gospel so Bible Club kids can meet with older friends and praise the Lord together. And we'd love to hear from both groups. But now, let's hear from the choir. Thank you, choir. Say, kids, do you like to look at picture albums? Perhaps your family has an album with many family photos. It's fun to look at the old albums and see pictures of your grandparents and great-grandparents, and maybe some before that. Maybe you'll come to a picture of 4 or 5 generations of people in your family. That's special. And if the people in those pictures were really believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's extra special, because you have a Christian heritage to strengthen you. How old was Methuselah when he died? 969 years old. How old was Adam? 930. Phew, that sounds old, but that means there were many generations living during the same time. So instead of a generation gap, God wants us to get along together. The old teach and care for the young when they're little and can't care for themselves, and then the young learn from the old and look after them when they're no longer able to care for themselves. Every generation should learn from and care about the other generation. That's love and compassion. Kids should obey, honor, and show respect for their father and mother. They should stand up in respect when an older person enters the room. They should speak politely in a way that respects the older person, not in careless kid or teen talk or other lingo. Showing honor and respect is serious business, because God promised long life to those who honor their parents. Think about that, and be sure your attitude and speech line up. God will bless those who honor and respect their parents, grandparents, and older people. Mark it down, and let's do right, and let's love the Lord with all our heart. And let's sing along with the choir now before story time.
Shout for that means.
Samson was determined to marry that beautiful Philistine girl. So what if she was a heathen who knew nothing of his God, or that she came from people who hated and oppressed Israel? No, he wanted her and demanded, "Get her for me." At last they went down to Timnath to arrange the wedding. What a disgrace to go to a heathen land to get a heathen wife for their son. Imagine an Israelite wanting to marry a Philistine. What reproach Samson brought to the name of the Lord. What a pity this strong man with 7 long locks, who killed a roaring lion with his bare hands, could be conquered by an evil woman. With the arrangements made, they returned home for a while, but at last the time came to go for the wedding. Samson was excited. As they walked along, he thought, right along here was where I killed that lion. Pride swelled as he recalled his brave act, and he turned aside to look. Yes, there was the carcass of the big lion. Now bees had swarmed in it and left the carcass full of sweet, juicy honey. Samson's mouth watered, and quietly he scooped up a handful and ate it. No, Samson, a Nazarite must not touch a dead body. But it looked good, and Samson was used to having his way, so he licked up that smooth, sweet honey. Up the road, he gave some to his parents, but didn't tell them where he got it. Sin is that way. When someone does wrong, they're not satisfied to sin alone. They want a partner in evil. Now, through all the wedding merriment, Samson had a secret sin pricking his conscience, but he threw it off. After all, this was his wedding. Thoughts of the carcass, the bees, and the honey tantalized his mind. He mused, "Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness." Ha! Samson was so pleased with his wit that he decided to make a game of his riddle. That would be fun. The wedding week went according to Philistine customs. Samson had a heathen girl, a heathen wedding, and was soon in the center of a big bachelor party with 30 Philistines. Now he was entangled with a heathen crowd. He liked being the life of the party, though, the center of attention. Amid the drinking and laughter, he taunted, "Ha ha! I'll make you a bet!" They asked, "What kind of a bet?" He boasted, "I'll make you a riddle and give you 7 days to guess it. If you can't guess it in 7 days, you must give me 30 shirts and changes of clothes." "All right, but what if we do guess it?" "Then I'll give you 30 shirts and changes of clothes, 1 for each of you." Now he was gambling with the heathen, getting deeper into sin. At last they agreed to his wager, so he dared. "Here's my riddle. Out of the eater came forth meat. Out of the strong came forth sweetness." "Ha ha! You'll never guess it!" And he laughed in pride. It was a big joke at first, but after 3 days the Philistines had not come up with the answer, and they got upset. Then they got mad. No outsider, let alone an Israelite, would make fools of them. Time was running out. In desperation, they seized Samson's girlfriend and threatened her with her very life. "Listen, woman, you find out the answer to that riddle, or else."
"Or else what?"
"Or else we will burn down your father's house with you inside. You find the answer, or you will pay."
Terrified, she planned what she would do. When Samson came calling, she begged, "Samson, tell me your riddle. The men are having such fun with it, and I want to know it." She wailed,
"You don't love me, or you would tell me." He said, "I haven't even told my parents. Why should I tell you?"
But she wept more. She didn't love him. His life meant nothing to her. She was just using him to get what she wanted. The devil works that way. He makes a person feel important, uses him for his plan, and at last throws him aside in despair and ruin. She wept on until Samson finally told her his secret. He always got his way by maneuvering. Now he had met someone as selfish and stubborn as he. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. On the last day of the feast, the Philistines jeered, "Ha ha! We're ready for you, Samson! We have the answer! What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" Samson knew he had been double-crossed. They had cheated, but he would pay off his bet. He went on a rampage, slaughtered 30 men in Ascalon, yanked off their shirts and outer clothing, threw them at the mockers' feet, and stomped home in a rage. The wedding ended in tragedy. Blood flowed instead of wine, and laughter turned to weeping. It was Samson's fault. He went against God's word, his parents' warning, and what was right. He got his way, but it didn't end as he planned. And God will let us have our way if we insist. But oh, the consequences. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And now God be with you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.